Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clem Drysewart. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Clem Drysewart. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Estilella. McBride reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McBride scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Clem Dreisuert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreisuert hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Flores reaches second base with a double. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flores scores. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0 for 1 in the game. Busch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McBride moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 1 in the game. Metro hits a line drive towards short. Lake catches it and throws to second to double up Hayes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clem Drysewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Drysewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. Epps bunts towards the mound. Drysewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Flores bunts towards the mound. Drysewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Epps moves to second. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Epps moves to third. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Epps scores. Hall moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich, who is chasing the ball. Estilella reaches third base with a triple. Hall scores. Bush goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McBride hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-2 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Epps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Flores hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Epps moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bush moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Mike Riba now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to home to get Bush. Estilella moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-3 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conroy hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Butcher pinch hits for Mike Riba. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps, who is chasing the ball. Butcher reaches third base with a triple. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Clem Houseman now pitching. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Epps hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Flores strikes out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McBride strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McBride out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bush moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.